It is 9 o'clock. We promised you the coach's show, and we're going to talk with Coach Precor Phillips. He'll join us in a little bit, but we've got Coach Anthony, Coach Tony Morgan of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, Shawamigan Butternut Co-op, Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team joining us. Got that? Coach Morgan, how are we doing today?
We're doing okay. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Yeah, you betcha. We wanted to get you in each Tuesday to kind of recap the previous week's action and kind of throwing you right into the flames here with some good teams right away. Not only your first two games are against pretty good teams, but even your scrimmage was against a team that has had a lot of success. So you're seeing some of the best right away, Coach Morgan.
Yeah, I always tell the guys, iron sharpens iron. So we're getting to see some of the best. We scrimmaged against Three Lakes, a team that has 10 seniors, and they just went out in the first week and broke Newman Catholic's 29-game winning streak, the two-time defending state champion. And then, you know, we played Siren here at home, who arguably was probably the second-best team in the state last year, only losing to Newman Catholic in the playoffs. So been a little bit of a gauntlet, but it's going to make us better, and we were able to see improvements in comparison to last year.
Yeah, and this week you'll have another tough one at Shell Lake. Well, talking about the game on Friday night, let's talk a little bit, first of all, about your defense, because I thought that the defensive line, I thought, with your opponent there, they tried to run the ball a little bit earlier, had a little bit of success, but it looked to me like your defensive line work was pretty good. A little bit of pressure on the quarterback. There wasn't gaping running holes. So what was your analysis after looking at the film?
I mean, D-line, I think, did a really good job of when they stayed in their lanes, you know, owning their gaps, and that's, we want to run a gap control defense, getting a push. Had a couple shots at the quarterback where we just didn't wrap up and get him on the ground. Really, same thing in the running game. You know, when an opponent has somebody that pulls, you got to make sure you get to that outside shoulder and force him back inside. And, you know, had a few missed there and just a few times just too high on tackling. Tackling was really our Achilles heel. I think we were in position to make plays and try to force them to methodically drive it down the field. And, you know, when a team has to take 10, 12 plays to get down the field, there's more of a chance there's going to be a fumble snap or an interception or, right, you know, a big play the defense can make and kind of swing that momentum. But just couldn't kind of finish off some of those plays. And then it led to, you know, 2, 3, 4 play drives because we're giving up big chunks. And most of that was the tackling. Some miscommunications, had some people in newer positions. But, no, I think overall, as you mentioned, I thought the D-line played very well. They're probably the strength of our defense.
Yeah, as we know, 8-man football, it's more wide open. You get good individual athletes. They can really make some things happen. But their Siren's philosophy was throw that little underneath pass. They had had a couple really nice athletes not only were strong but fast. And you get in that open field, it makes it tough. You can defend it all you want, Coach, you know, but when you got a really good athlete in an open field, it's hard to bring them down.
Yeah, and when you got a culture like a Siren where, you know, those kids have ingrained in what they're going to do, they just didn't beat themselves. They had a really good blocking scheme up front, no really blown assignments. So, you know, when we did make plays, it was because our athletes were making their plays and doing what they needed to do. But, you know, we had a few mental lapses on some coverage things, mm-hmm. Maybe played a little bit too soft on the secondary side and didn't put, I think, our athletes in the best position to kind of make the plays. And we're making some adjustments for this week. And, you know, we're focusing on us this week because, you know, it's only year one and week one of a new culture, new offensive and defensive scheme. So we got to focus on us first.
Offensively, Hudson Hogarth's got a real nice arm. I mean, that kid, you can see it. He can flick that ball down the field 30 yards pretty good. He's got some nice skills.
He can flick it. As a coach, I'd like him to be a little bit more on platform with his feet.
Sometimes
he can throw it in positions, but it gets there. And, you know, I think on one of those interceptions, he kind of surprised a receiver because he wasn't on platform, and all of a sudden he just whips it kind of sidearm, and it got on a receiver quicker. And, you know, tip drill, you know, that's not really on Hudson on that interception. And, you know, but the one thing that we have to do for Hudson is we have to give him pass protection.
Yeah.
We made an adjustment going into the second half, and those that watched the game, you saw that we were able to more consistently get the ball down the field with the adjustments that we made because Hudson can throw the ball.
Yeah, and with AJ out there, AJ's a special athlete. He's a tall kid, good hands. If Hudson can get the ball up, you know, a little bit higher, AJ's able to go up and get him. We saw that, like you said, right away. He came out, and Siren couldn't stop him. I mean, when Hudson had time to throw, the connection was made.
Yeah, and we're making a few adjustments, you know, between injuries and availability and things. So, yeah, AJ is definitely a taller athlete, probably more of a tight end type body. He was playing the wide receiver role this past week, but we can move some guys around. We got some guys coming back from some health issues and you know, family obligations. So I think we'll be able to move some things around and get some athletes in position to give Hudson more options to get the ball to.
How are we doing health-wise after the first game? We had a few delays with some injuries. How are they doing?
All those delays were really cramping. So the first game, you know, you try to get them to go as hard as possible in practice, but you don't want to kill your teammates. So they think they're going hard, but they're probably only going 90%. Mm-hmm. And then that first game when you really are going 100% and, you know, in eight-man, you really probably only have a 11, 12-man rotation. So some of those guys putting in major minutes both on the offensive and defensive side. And you tell them to drink water and do all the things to prepare. We had some humidity in the week, and then just it was a little warmer at the beginning of the game time. So I think we just cramped up a little bit. The body, unfortunately, it doesn't tell you you're dehydrated till it's too late.
Yeah, right, exactly. Shell Lake, this game moved to Thursday. Thursday night, 6 o'clock. We'll have it right here at 98Q, 98QCountry.com. Shell Lake had a nice year last year. Are they coming back, or what are they looking like?
Yeah, they were 7-1 last year, with their only loss being to Siren, who was 8-0. So that Lakeland West, they have two or three good programs, and we're getting to start the season off with two of them. You know, Shell Lake went on the road last week to Northwood Solon Springs up there in Minog, and put up 72 points. So they're a good team. They're another really fundamental. They don't beat themselves. Have some decent athletes out of the backfield. And so we just have to be very fundamental in our gap, and we have to wrap up and team tackle.
What was a couple of things that stood out in your mind as maybe positively surprising to you on Friday night? Maybe some individuals who are like, wow, they brought it. They brought it under the lights.
Well, the biggest thing that jumped out to me was actually our special teams unit. Mm-hmm. We really did make a concerted effort to try to practice our special teams a little bit more. Dominic Seabury moved to our long snapper, and unfortunately we had to punt more than we probably would like to, but had no issues on the long snap, which in comparison to previous years or a lot of high school, that can sometimes be something that can get tricky.
It's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
And long snap is not easy.
We had really good coverage on punts. Dalton Schmitz, our punter, he had some good kicks. AJ Morgan had our first kickoff, and guys stayed in lanes. I thought our special teams was really, really good. On the offensive side, you know, Hudson can sling that ball. Dalton Schmidt had a couple long touchdown catches. AJ probably racked up five or six receptions. Jaden Moto, who's one of our butternut players, mm-hmm. did a great job on the offensive line controlling his man. So there were a lot of things that stood out as a team in comparison. Last year when we went to go play Siren, you know, we got 24 yards of total offense, no first downs, and Siren put their JV in the whole second half. This year, their varsity played the entire game except for one two-point conversion. We ended up with well over 200 yards of offense, a couple touchdowns on their varsity. So, you know, offensively, we really moved the ball. You know, score looked not much different than last year, but offensively, it was night and day. So we definitely moved the ball better.
With the eight-man scheme, some people were used to the traditional 11-man. What are the biggest things as a coach coming into eight-man versus 11 that you really have to make adjustments for in eight-man football?
Well, there's probably not that, you know, typical, like, just line it up and kind of run. There are some eight-man teams out there that do have that, but essentially you're trying to find alleys. You know, you don't have a lot of pancake blocks, bigger guys that are running guys over. It really is more about athletes that have power and creating lanes and alleyways for athletes to run through. So the old school lovers of smash mouth defensive football, eight man can be a little bit tough to watch because there is so much space and because you know, you can have a guy on the defensive line who might weigh 150 pounds, and in traditional 11-man football you would never have that. Mm-hmm. But that speed really changes how people have to do things.
So. More open spaces.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to be able to move pretty good. Yep. Pretty good out there. All right. So Thursday at 6, what do we got? Practice today, tomorrow, and then get over to Shell Lake. And after that, kids will be able to have a little bit of time off, as you had a game come off the schedule as a program. I don't know if they canceled or what they did, but you couldn't play them. So,
we did replace them, actually.
We do have replacement. So, okay. All right.
Yeah, our second home game there on Friday the 8th, it won't be Valley Christian as scheduled. It's going to be Montello from okay. down south a little bit. But they are coming up here. We had a referee crew in place. We kind of put out the SOS for, hey, we need a game, and Montello doesn't have a conference, so they're coming up there. They're in independent school this year until the conference realignment.
So another home game Friday the 8th.
Yep.
At 7 o'clock at McDonald Field. All right, very good, Coach. Thank you for taking time to join us. And I know, well, like I said during the broadcast on Friday night, there were some really good things, I think, that came out of that. And when your players kind of get their stride and play some teams that maybe aren't the state championship tall quality team, I think you're going to have some real good success. It certainly looks like it, doesn't it?
Well, we're excited to be able to do that. But like I said, we're working on us. I told them even during the game, we're just right there. It's just little mistakes. Mm-hmm. And these top five type teams, they just don't beat themselves. So we have to make sure we're doing our fundamentals and not beating ourselves and give our athletes a chance to make big plays.
That's one other thing I wanted to mention, too, penalties. You really didn't have hardly any penalties, which is very rare in first game of high school football. The kids were very disciplined in offense, holding the snap count and such like that.
Yeah, week one we were pretty clean looking at the film. You know, there's always going to be penalties that are missed in a game, and you might get away with some things. But
sure.
Really, really clean for week one on both sides. So tip of the cap to Siren there as well.
All right, Coach. Good luck Thursday in Shell Lake.
All right, thank you.
Coach Tony Morgan of our Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op football team joining us, and he'll join us each Tuesday morning at this time. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q
Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
A hurricane warning has been posted along hundreds of miles of Florida's west coast. Idalia expected to make landfall tomorrow morning as a powerful Category 3 hurricane.
Right now, the biggest hazards are storm surge. We're expecting a surge as much as 8 to 12 feet above normal tide levels in portions of the Big Bend area of Florida. And even further south, areas that aren't technically inside the cone, such as the Tampa Bay area, we could see as much as 4 to 7 feet of storm surge.
The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg, evacuation mandatory in low-lying areas of 21 counties with a 12-foot storm surge possible. In Tampa, WGUL's Roger Shulman at AM 860 The Answer says that people are now in the thick of their storm preparations.
They've been inundating gas stations and grocery stores. A lot of gas stations were out of gas last night, but they've been resupplied, and people are taking this very seriously.
46 counties in all under a state of emergency as declared by Governor Ron DeSantis. March 4th, Super Tuesday Eve, and that's when former President Trump's trial in the January 6th case will begin. Federal judge rejecting a defense request to delay the trial to April of 2026, with more than 10 million documents requiring review during the discovery process. Mr. Trump says there will be an appeal. A suspect is under arrest in yesterday's fatal shooting of a faculty member at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Investigators now trying to determine a motive for the attack. After 35 years, Nordstrom is pulling out of San Francisco, the latest retailer to flee the city. Nordstrom has closed its downtown flagship store. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 109 points. The NASDAQ ahead 76, and the S&P better by 20 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Current events are unfolding like it's right out of the Book of Revelations. From the threat of AI to genocide, wars, man-made bioplagues, everything prophesied in the Bible looks like it's happening now. After speaking to Christian leaders from all over the world, I believe the next step is a man-made crisis completely designed to take over our economic freedom. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, a Christian author and media analyst who breaks down current events to people just like you, who are concerned about their future and the future of their families. I always tell my listeners and my people perish for lack of knowledge, is what the Bible says. You need knowledge about gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. That's the best option. To see why, text the word FAITH to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. I recommend you get their info kit. That's FAITH to 989898. And then you'll be armed with the information you need in order to have peace of mind and guide your affairs with great wisdom. God bless you.
London's traffic cams are under attack.
Police say hundreds of license plate reading cameras have been damaged, disconnected, or stolen by opponents of an anti-pollution charge on older vehicles that has come into force across London. The vandalism is evidence that emotions are running high over the city's ultra-low emission zone. London's mayor says the plan will cut air pollution that is linked to about 4,000 deaths a year in the British capital. Critics say it's a cash grab that'll penalize suburban residents who depend on their cars for work and essential travel. Jeremy House reporting.
Britain's top diplomat James Cleverly set to visit China tomorrow, the first trip by a UK foreign secretary to the country in more than 5 years. The Chinese Foreign Ministry confirms that long-awaited trip, saying the two diplomats will engage in detailed discussions of Sino-British relations and international and regional issues. News and analysis, townhall.com. Underscoring the life-saving importance of 911 during a medical emergency.
A new study says Alexa, Siri, and other voice assistants could do a better job giving instructions on CPR to help bystanders respond in emergencies. Researchers asked voice assistants questions that might be posed by someone witnessing a cardiac arrest. Many of the responses from the voice assistants were some version of I don't know or I don't understand. Some sent users to web pages where they could learn about CPR. The researchers say that's not enough and that the tech industry should work with the medical community to standardize responses to CPR questions. John Scott reporting.
All 28 vehicle assembly lines at Toyota's 14 auto plants in Japan shut down by a problem in its computer system that deals with incoming auto parts. The Japanese automaker says the cause of the shutdown is under investigation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
All right, it's 9:17, and our coaches show, the debut of our coaches show. We talked with Coach Tony Morgan of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team just a moment ago. And we have head coach of the Phillips Logger 8-man football team, Mr. Steve Precor. Coach Precor, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. On the road for your first game this past week. And looks like we had a pretty successful night there, Coach.
We did. The kids played very well. It's tough to go on the road for a 2.5-hour trip, especially for your first week of the season. Weather's warm after a hot week where it was crazy intense heat. Practices were shortened, et cetera. To go on the road and perform the way we did was great to see, especially this year. We've got a really young team. We graduated 10 seniors last year, and that's a special group to lose. So the kids playing this year are all in new positions, haven't had a whole lot of varsity experience, and they perform very well.
Yeah. Talk about some of those areas coming in, maybe all of them, with losing 10 seniors. You know, some of the areas that you were really concerned about that you thought, well, this lack of experience is going to hurt us here. You know, and some of the kids who are stepping into those spots.
So biggest concern was who's going to be your leader, who's going to step up and be the guy, the go-to guy. We had, like I said, last year, a great group that was tight-knit, and you knew who the guy was. This year we've had a couple seniors step up and do a fantastic job in that leadership role. And as the season goes, we continue to see a Levi Durr, a Drew Hochschild, who didn't play football at all last year, stepping into, hey, guys, let's get this done. And seeing those type of changes in attitude and behavior is bringing the whole team, the whole young team, along rather quickly.
Okay. Talk about some of the areas that maybe you were pleasantly surprised by this past Friday night. Going in, a lot of concerns, a lot of question marks. What stood out in your mind as things that, like, hey, we did that pretty good?
Our defense played really well on Friday. We had again, the only returning starter was Levi Durr. He got moved into our middle linebacker spot. The rest was unknown. We had four starters play that didn't play football last year. So it was very interesting to see how they took the intensity, the speed, the difference that we don't get in practice and translate it to the game. And our defense played very, very well.
How exciting is this, Coach, as we look forward to what's going to be happening next year with the eight-man and having the conference come together and having Phillips, Prentice, Riblake, Shawamigan in conference? This is going to be pretty cool once we get this whole conferencing together next year.
I'm excited for it. It's the Merriwood North for baseball, basketball, et cetera. And now we get to play them in football as well. It kind of sets the tone for this season and all your other sports. That continues a rivalry. That's a fantastic rivalry right now in all sports. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm also excited. A little bit less travel, a little more consistency.
Yeah.
And getting to see some familiar faces.
Yeah.
So you do bring a pretty tough Hurley team into the conference, which is going to make things exciting.
Yeah. Not only the less travel and stuff like that. But how close are we to getting everybody into the playoffs now, too? We got to get a few more eight-man teams, but how close is that to happening where if you're eight-man, you're going to be eligible for the playoffs?
We keep moving closer and closer. The participation across the state is continuing to drop. You're seeing some of these Division 7 teams struggling to field enough players. You're seeing a bit larger teams struggling to field enough. And once the traditionalists are going to hold on tight and try not to let it be. But I see at some point there'll be two divisions for eight player football and six divisions. And hopefully all of them eventually get played in Madison, but it's going to be down the road. The traditionalists have to let go a little bit and see the benefit of kids getting an opportunity to play football, and learn, the valuable lessons that we all get to while playing.
Exactly, yeah. Clayton coming in on Friday night, our home opener, always very exciting. What does Clayton bring to the venue here Friday night, Coach?
Clayton is big and fast. They're very athletic. They're very well coached. They come from a tough Lakeland West Conference, and they were kind of the grandfathers of eight-man football when it all got moved. So they've ironed some things out. But overall, as a team, they're athletic and fast, and we just need to contain their offense a little bit, slow them down, and we should do just fine. Ultimately, we've got some things that we need to clean up on the offensive end, it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be one of those heavyweight boxing matches that's going to. They're going to get a blow, we're going to get a blow, and it's who's standing at the end.
Yeah. Who do you got helping you out, Coach, this year? You can never do it alone in football. Who do you got some of your assistants this year?
I have a fantastic staff. I have Gabe Lane, my varsity assistant. Ross Spetz is my junior varsity head coach. Scott Worth is a volunteer assistant. And Cole Abraham and Dakota Hoberman are former players of mine that are assisting. Brady Bowles and Lance Heisler take on my middle school program. And then I have a slew of volunteers helping out with flag football. So we got a great group.
All right. Were you able to get in a JV game last night, Coach?
We did. We did. It was a nail-biter. We won 24-22 in overtime.
All right.
It was fun watching the younger kids get to play and play in a game that was intense the entire time. So got to see a lot of character come out.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so Clayton, Friday night, 7 o'clock. We'll have that game for you right here on 98Q. We look forward to tracking you through the season with Jeff and Scott and the folks. So, Coach, great start to the year. Thank you much. We'll chat with you again next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Head Coach Steve Precor of the Phillips Loggers off to a nice 1-0 start again, Clayton. So the Shawamigan game moved to Thursday, so Shawamigan – Butternut Mercer Co-op team at Shell Lake. We'll bring that to you Thursday at 6 right here. And then Friday at 7, We got Phillips playing host to Clayton at 7 o'clock again right here. Your 98Q weather update is brought to you by Hansen's HVAC Heating and Cooling. They are your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 69. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows level off around 41. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Highs around 71. Mid-70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking ahead to the weekend, 85. Saturday, 91. Sunday, and 90 on Monday. Another look at the short range, high of 69 today, lows level off around 41 tonight, we should top off around 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 60.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right. And here I go again, I'm drinking one, I'm drinking two. I got my heartache medication, strong dedication to get.
Well, it suits me fine, and I'm drinking enough to take you off my mind.
Dickerson there in 98Q Country and God Gave Me a Girl. It's 9:32. We're very excited. We're very excited here at 98Q to have, starting this Thursday, we have a gentleman who is embedded with the Packers, who covers the Packers. It's what he does. It's his job. Mike Clemens is going to be joining us each Thursday morning at 9 to give us an insight into Packer football and what's going on there. It's very exciting that with our new Civic Media Group to have him available to us. And we're just going to have some fun talking Packer football. And I'll see how long, I'll see how many weeks I can go before he finds out that I grew up a Viking fan. So we'll see. We'll see how. I think it might take like 5 minutes, right? You're probably thinking 5 minutes. All right. So you got to tune in Thursday mornings at 9 because we're going to have a guy who's all Packers, all in, 100% embedded with the Packers, going to their practices, going to the press conferences, and then you're going to have a guy here who's a fan of the enemy. So Thursday mornings at 9, you're not going to want to miss that right here.
Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, QuietTech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
RSV, a virus that causes infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract, spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Panasia Oino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpet by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oino Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap. Insecticide-free protection.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country. Sounds like this.
I love it and it's great.
98Q Country.
In the rain at 98Q Country. Once we see a chance of some rain showers move out here this morning, we're pretty much not going to see the rain side of that whiskey and rain here for a while. The forecast calling for some dry temperatures and the heat building in. If you like cooler weather, enjoy today, even tomorrow, because by Sunday, Monday, it's probably going to be in the 90s. In the 90s here in the Northwoods. Some of the news headlines that you may or may not have heard. We'll give you a little Cliff Note version here. The Toyota, the world's biggest selling automaker, has temporarily shut down the operations at 14 of their assembly plants in Japan. That's due to a glitch in their production system. Ukrainian forces have pierced the Russian defenses in the south of the country and have retaken the village of Robotyne. Crazy to think that we're still, that there's still war. Isn't it crazy just to think that there's still war and there's hand-to-hand combat war still going on after all the pain and tragedy that we've gone through in the human race, and we still got the Putins running around wanting to just, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. The Tiger Island wildfire in Louisiana is more than double over the weekend. It is now up to 33,000 acres. The state of California has filed a lawsuit against the Chino Valley Unified School District. That's over a new policy that they are requiring educators to inform parents if their children changed pronouns or gender identifications. This follows a suit that was filed recently. And we got a hurricane. It's hurricane season. Adelia is zeroing in now on Florida, apparently. The state of Florida is on high alert. Adelia has still just below hurricane force, expected possibly to get up to a Category 3 hurricane. Could affect a lot of Florida, including specifically Tampa Bay. And what else here? Oh, the fires from out in Hawaii. The electric company out there has acknowledged a downed wire that may have started a blaze, but they blame the fire department. So there's some blame going on all around in some of the Hawaii fires out there that it may have been started by a downed power line, but the power company says it may have happened, but they're saying that the fire department should have been there to put it out. So, of course, that was not a good situation out there in Hawaii with all the wildfires. That's some of the headlines. We'll have more for you at noon. Brewer Baseball, your first place Milwaukee Brewers, 7:10 tonight from storied Wrigley Field.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood Shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. And we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
The Bite of Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. Welcome all bicyclists for the Flambeau 40 Labor Day Bike Race. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 69. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows level off around 41. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Highs around 71. Mid-70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking ahead to the weekend, 85. Saturday, 91. Sunday, and 90 on Monday. Another look at the short range. High of 69 today. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 61.
Oh, okay. You ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy. Now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning.
98Q Country.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of those weeks. Stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Back while you're cussing the sun, and if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tub to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Well, don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. And come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. Turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you're bringing. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. That's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. The beer's on me. Gonna save you a seat, cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy Bush Light, Keel a Cold Miller Blue Moon Red Stripe. Natter day don't matter to me, cause don't nothing taste better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Dirk Spentley and Hardy there at 98 Q Country. All right, we got a pretty nice day today. Hot weather moving in for the coming weekend, so enjoy. Temperatures probably will not see the 70 mark today. We have John St. John making his way in a moment. Marcy in after two. Brewer Baseball, your first place. Milwaukee Brewers taking care of those Cubs last night. They'll try to put a big exclamation point on this season by opening up a big lead here going into the final month. We got a 7:10 first pitch for the crew tonight. I hope your Tuesday's good. Tomorrow morning, we will do a little reality radio, see what happens with that. And hope your Tuesday's good. See you in the morning.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be comedy, an action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs, which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can reach them 24/7, file a claim on the State Farm mobile app, or simply call your agent to ask what's on your mind. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
The Bida Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books, on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide, with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. Welcome all bicyclists for the Flambeau 40 Labor Day Bike Race. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I should not use a chatbot to write my wedding vows.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
My life coach has a terrible life.
Find your mattress at the Actually Really Seriously Best Sale of the Year for Real at Mattress Firm. Get a Sleepy's mattress and adjustable base for only $499.99, our lowest price ever, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
Today is cut-down day for the Packers as they reduce their roster to 53 players to start the regular season. With a lot of young players fighting for jobs, there is naturally a lot waiting to hear whether or not they've made it. Two players, Malik Heath and Brenton Cox, topped the list of undrafted rookies. Both might have been drafted if not for off-field issues, but Coach Matt LaFleur said this.
I don't really care what's happened in the past. You come here, you have a clean slate, and you can write your own story. So those guys have embraced that, and they've done a really nice job for us, and that's the expectation moving forward. You're under constant evaluation, and we'll make sure that we uphold that standard.
Heath would appear to be a near lock. Cox is probably a good bet, too. I'll have more after this.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
In limited playing time during the preseason, Jordan Love ran the ball five times for 32 yards. He had three rushes for 21 yards in Saturday's win over Seattle alone. We've seen running quarterbacks around the league eventually take too many hits and in some cases get hurt. But Love said he has the support of his coaches to get the ball out and go.
I've always felt comfortable using my legs. You know, I think in practice is one of those things that, you know, you want to work throwing it more, not running as much just because obviously you're not getting hit. And I think games, that's the time to just be able to, you know, break it out. But I've always felt comfortable running it. I mean, I haven't felt discouraged. You know, Matt, he's always been just good on letting me play.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from the Packers tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set of four-letter words, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah. Out of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray?